Will you listen to the word of God found in the Gospel of Luke? And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the angel host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The word of God for the people of God. And you may be seated. I shared in the first service that for years now, whenever the choir stands up here near these candles, I always kind of keep an eye, because one service where we were at, man, and I can't remember if it was an Easter service or a Christmas service, but the choir, we all came down, and standing beside the one guy, we were singing in the bass, and I noticed his wife and sister-in-laws and family, they were in the first two or three pews, and all of a sudden I saw their faces go, and I kind of looked beside me, and his robe was on fire. And so I just kind of reached around and patted it all out, got kind of burned my finger doing it, but he never stopped singing. He sang through the whole, never stopped, even though he was, and it burned clear through his t-shirt and everything. So and he was a police officer, and now is a licensed local pastor, but I always kind of watch the candles, because in the middle of, at the very end of that song, after the choir was done, he just turned to me and said, "Thank you," and then went and sat down. So, but this is the peace candle that we lit today. So as we light those candles, remember that of hope and peace. In early 1960s, around 62 and 63, a couple, Don and Carol Richardson, who were missionaries out of Canada, they began serving with the cannibalistic Swawi tribes in western New Guinea, which is now Irian Jaya. And the Sawi people, they viewed all the people that they held legends and that they held in high esteem and honor were people who had managed to be treacherous in betrayal. Those were the people that they lifted up and exalted. And they had a way within their tribes, you know, they would try to befriend people from other tribes and make friends with them. And they would befriend somebody maybe for 6, 8, 9 months, inviting them over to their village for special celebrations and meals. And then suddenly they would turn and betray that person. And they would find that they were going to be put to death. And as cannibals, they would be divided and consumed. And so they always held in honor someone who could make a friend and then betray that friend. That was a person that they held in their legend. And so when Don Richardson and his wife Carol, as Westerners, appeared, and they were amazed at Westerners because, first of all, our stature compared to theirs, but then they would bring trade goods, you know, like metal tools and implements and knives that they didn't have. And so they were kind of held in high regard. When Don Richardson and his wife Carol tried to share the gospel message with them, their hero was Judas. Because in their minds, Judas was the one that did the great betrayal, because, you know, he was friends for 3 years and walked with them, and then suddenly would. And so they couldn't get the concept through. They looked at Jesus as being just a weak person that had been duped by Judas. So the Richardsons were finding it difficult with the two villages that they were constantly warring together with, the two villages they were trying to work with. So after several months, they let them know that they would be leaving. And the Swawi, not wanting to lose the benefits of having a Westerner in their midst with all the trade goods and all the different benefits they received from that, they said that they would make peace with each other if they would stay. Now, the Richardsons wondered how could two tribes that have made peace for years and years and years and years, who had been at war for years and years, how would they be able to establish a peace that would be long and lasting? Well, the morning after they announced their intention to make peace, a leader from the Hanem tribe and a leader from the Kamor tribe both carried one of their infant sons toward the neighboring enemy village. But in the first case, the father of Hanem, he was prevented doing so by his family, who rushed out and stopped him and snatched the child back. The father of the Kamor village, on his way, he became distraught and changed his mind and turned back and went back to his own village. But then suddenly there was a young father, a Kamor father named Kayo, picked up his only child, his six-month-old son, and began running swiftly to the Hanem village. And Kayo's wife was chasing after him and trying to get him to stop, but then she slipped into a muddy bog along the trail, and so she wasn't able to stop him. And Kayo, when he arrived at the enemy village of Hanem, he came face to face with a line of his mortal enemies and the warriors. And he called out to one of the people he knew there, Mahor, and he yelled, "Mahor! Mahor!" And then Mahor stepped forward. And Kayo asked, he said, "Mahor, will you plead the words of Kamor, his tribe, among your people?" Mahor stated he would, and so Kayo then said, "Then I'll give you my son, and with him my name." So Mahor, taking the baby gently in his arms, he announced for everyone to hear. He said, "It is enough. I will surely plead for peace between us. And those who accept the child as a basis for peace, come and lay hands on him." So the men, the women, and the children of Hanem, they eagerly filed by, each one placing their hands on the Kamor infant. And from then on, Mahor went by the name of Kayo. Presently, there was an infant from Hanem that was presented to Kayo, who made the same sort of pledge that Mahor had pronounced moments earlier. And so Kayo returned to his village, and the people of Kamor similarly placed their hands on the Hanem child as the basis for maintaining peace with that settlement. And Kayo quickly assumed that his name now was Manhayen, the father of the child he now held. Well, the Richardson feared that now they would harm the children, and because they had both given children to enemy villagers. But they were told and said, "No, the children will be safe, and they're going to be carefully protected so that peace could continue between the two settlements, and that no one was to harm either child, that the child, the peace child, was something special." And so they asked, he said, "Why was all this necessary?" And the Swami answered and said, "You've been urging us to make peace, but don't you know it's impossible to have peace without a peace child? All are expected to care for the peace child and to love him." So the Richardsons then were able to take that peace child tradition and be able to share how God gave us his son in Jesus Christ as the peace child, to make peace between God and ourselves. And then the Swami realized that Judas was an evil man because he betrayed the care of the peace child. He'd broken the pledge that the whole world had taken to care for the peace child. Judas wasn't a hero anymore. And Jesus was. So when the angels announced the birth of the Savior of the shepherds in Luke chapter 2 that we just read, they declared, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Sometimes we read that, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men," but the real translation is, "Peace on whom his favor rests." Peace isn't promised to all, but only to those with whom the favor of God would rest. We receive that peace. We receive that favor by trusting in Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the peace child. We receive that favor by asking Him to forgive us of our sins. We receive that favor of being estranged from God and brought close to God, forgiven. And we receive from Jesus, the peace child, His name. Anything you ask in My name. Romans chapter 5 says, God has brought to all who trust in Christ. Therefore, since we who have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For if when we were God's enemies, we're reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. God gave us His Son, the peace child, which we remember and we celebrate at Christmas. The child that we should have honored and protected, yet we failed to care for. The Son who bears the name Emmanuel, God with us. Yet in laying down His life, those of us who accept and acknowledge Him, we find peace as the favor of God rests upon us. So as we're about to receive communion, I ask you to take a moment and just set your heart right with the Lord. Set your heart at peace with God. Confess your sins. Ask for His forgiveness. Offer your own life and your own name to Him. And take His name upon yourself. And just as the father of a child would plead the words to the Swahili village, may you plead the words of God's love and salvation among those around you. Let your candle light the world around you as you plead the words of God. Let's take a moment and pray. Almighty God, Lord, as we come, we recognize that we need to be reconciled to You. And Father, we pray that You might help us now to take Your name upon us. Help us, Lord, to walk and care for the reconciliation You have given to this world. That You might be honored and glorified. And that You might bring peace. Amen. This season of Advent, as we look forward to celebrate the first coming of the peace child at Jesus' birth, we also await the second Advent, second coming of the peace child. But this time, not just as a baby, as a child, but as one who will bring the kingdom of heaven to earth itself. Isaiah 9, 6 through 8, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May you go forth with a light that's in you, and light your world. And may the Spirit of God fall upon you as He gives you His name.